Well, you know, it's interesting. I think the whole theme of this conversation has been assays and tissues and how it correlates with treatment and prognosis. And I mean, we could go on for the next couple hours and list all kinds of other things that kind of fall into the same model. But I would like to just fire out a few very practical clinical questions to you. In terms of trastuzumab, yeah, we're going to know so much more in 2 years and 5 years. But meanwhile, we have patients come in the office every day. We have to make decisions. And a lot of times we don't have perfect research information. So I'm going to throw out at you some of the questions I hear the most from oncologists for practical purposes. First, the woman who's been diagnosed in the past with HER2-positive disease and did not receive adjuvant trastuzumab. We talked about the aromatase trials using delayed treatment. What about that concept with trastuzumab? Maybe a woman was diagnosed a couple years ago or 5 years ago with a HER2-positive tumor, got hormonal therapy or got chemotherapy, maybe hormonal therapy, is free of disease and doing well. What about trastuzumab at this point?
Well, the honest answer is I don't know. But I can hold my head up high because no one else knows either. You're going to get a lot of different opinions on this question, but it's a very real practical one. It's understandable that women who had had their breast cancer even just a few years earlier would definitely be feeling left out, because they were. And we have no data. The closest thing we have is the HERA trial, which suggests that after you finish chemotherapy and radiation, and may or may not be on your hormones, you can begin trastuzumab, take it for a year, and it can be done safely and effectively. Now, the longest period of time that women were eligible to get onto the HERA trial after completion of chemotherapy, I understand to have been 6 months. So there may have been a few patients who got their Herceptin up to 6 months after chemo. The majority actually began their trastuzumab within weeks of completing chemotherapy. So it's a guess, but I suspect that there are some women who have small micrometastatic deposits that may be HER2 positive that potentially could be a problem in the future. So biologically, there's no reason to think that these women would not benefit. Now, the problem is there's no evidence to prove that they would, and this raises funding issues, of course. When there's no science to support an intervention, it's very difficult to get it funded. So this is really a judgment call. I think it would be reasonably safe if a woman has a good heart function when you go in, and if they have no particular cardiac risk factors like diabetes and, you know, well after age 65, perhaps, I think those would be the highest risk categories. But in general, I think it would be a judgment call between the patient and her healthcare providers.